Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Cressine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Keith Cressine joining us now, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last, and these are really two that are on different ends of the spectrum here. You're pretty efficient offensively. It looks like there on Friday night with a 62-32 win over Wilson there in Tipton, and then you come back with a 31-17 win over Lakeside on Tuesday. So obviously two different games, two different opponents that you're playing as well. Overall, what do you feel about these last two wins for your squad?
Yeah, it was kind of two different games. One that Wilson defensively, they didn't bring as much. Lakeside, they played well defensively. But the Wilson game, we were able to get out and run the floor and do a lot of good things because they got two really good players and one of the top players in the conference, I feel. But we took care of business down there. We did kind of gave up the open shot there later in the second half a little bit to Kaylee. But again, we did execute our offense well. We got the ball inside, and it was nice to see Lauren Dubert step up and make some shots as well as Kara on the inside. We're a force on the inside. We need to continue trying to get the ball inside, and we're able to shoot on the perimeter a whole lot better. Erica also had a good game there. But, yeah, on the flip side of that there, Lakeside, we knew when they were coming to town that they were going to bring a whole different aspect of the game defensively. They got it in our face a little bit and didn't do anything different than what I thought they might. We're prepared. But offensively, I thought that we were rushing shots, the first half especially, and we weren't getting the ball inside as much as what we needed to. Of course, there's a lot that plays into the hands of that there. You know, offensively, we weren't moving around like we should. We weren't being patient enough, and we were just kind of settling. But efficiently, when a team playing good defense against you, the score is going to be held lower, which played into the hands of Lakeside. But again, I like low-scoring games that when the defenses can kind of get with it. Halftime rolls around, we talked about what we talked about before we went out. Get the ball inside to Karen L. Execute offense. Be patient. And we were really efficient the second half offensively, but defensively I thought we stepped it up a little bit too. You know, allowing 17 points against a pretty good Lakeside team, that's tough to do. Even against a really poor team, giving up 17, it's hard to do because, you know, but again, it was a slow-paced game, and it's nice to win them type of games in kind of the fashion that we did, not playing well and then doing the right things down in the second half, Dusty.
You move on now. You're in a stretch right now of 5 games in 8 days. So that to end the week here, tonight you got Lincoln in a makeup game, and then tomorrow night you go down to Chase. Just some quick thoughts overall about these next two. These are obviously two teams that you're statistically and standing wise better than, but what do you need to do to make sure you continue that?
Well, you know, we knew we were going to have a whole lot of games in you know, a short period of time, so we've kind of took practice a little bit easier than normal, so then that way we can kind of have our legs under us all the time because we have to be prepared. Again, Dusty, we're not good enough to just show up and go through the motions to win ball games, and the girls understand that too because we talk about that a whole lot, that we got to go out and execute just like we're playing, no matter who we're playing, like we're playing the one ranked team in the state. Be efficient offensively in what we do and not allow open shots, wide open shots. And if we can do that there this week here, you know, we should have some good luck, but we're going to have to play 4 good quarters, Dusty.
Keith Cressine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck tonight and tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind. And welcome back here on Katy Country 94 on our Locker Room Chats. Lance Bergman joining us now, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, getting set for a game tonight against Lincoln and then tomorrow night against Chase. But let's first look back to the games against Wilson and Lakeside real quick. 53-34 win over Wilson and Tipton on Friday, then a 68-46 win over Lakeside on Tuesday. What do you think about these two wins for your squad as you're now 12-3 on the season?
Honestly, that's right now. I'm pretty happy with them. You know, that's two of the teams that I definitely thought was playing well in our league and teams that I thought, you know, was really going to come out and challenge us. So we needed to be focused. So I was really happy both games in the first and third quarters. We came out so focused and really ready to go on offense, and then our defense did a really nice job of, you know, kind of setting the tone for the game. We hit a couple shots against Lakeside early and then really put a pretty good press on there for the first few minutes, and you could have probably built a little bit bigger lead, but did a nice job there, got in foul trouble. But our bench did a wonderful job of getting us through that, especially that second quarter, and kind of just hanging in there. We was able to play even with them there, so that big first quarter helped out huge. And then come out in third quarter, and, you know, we executed extremely well there for the first 6 minutes of that quarter and got up pretty big, and then Lakeside showed what they were really capable of. They fought back and played really good basketball from basically that point. From there on out, I was pretty impressed, and they showed what they're capable of doing. So that first quarter was huge for us. You know, the Wilson game, we didn't quite know what to expect. We knew we needed to play good defense. I thought we played outstanding defense in the first quarter, and then the same was in the third quarter. And just really happy with the way the boys were executing. Last week was a huge week for Brady. He got in foul trouble again on Tuesday, and we had to fight through some of that, and you know, he's able to stay on the floor a little bit longer in the third and most of the fourth quarter, and you know, we started to separate just for a little bit again when he was on the floor. So we've got to find the ways to keep him out of foul trouble and just not get cheap fouls, and you know, that's going to be, I think that's one of the keys for us. You know, of course we got to keep the other guys out of foul trouble too, but having Dalton and Brady be in foul trouble against Lakeside really had me a little bit nervous, because that was one thing going into the game I was worried about, the height advantage they had on us. And credit to our bench for stepping up and playing really well in those, especially in that second quarter, to keep the game where it was. So, overall, really proud of those two wins.
Quick thoughts on Lincoln coming up here tonight. A team that was on a 4-game winning streak but lost to Southern Cloud in a kind of a muddy game there on Tuesday. Just overall, what do you expect from the Leopards?
You know, Lincoln's one of those teams early in the year, didn't understand what was going on. Knew they had a little bit more talent than their record was showing. And then, like you said, they got a 4-game winning streak and started to play a little bit better. So they're capable of being a tough team. I mean, they've got some real athletes, big guy inside, and the O'Hare kid. And then, you know, the biggest kid's been playing pretty well, too, from what I've been able to hear. And then the other guys have been doing what they need to be doing. Of course, anybody plays Southern Cloud, it's a muddy game. That's Southern Cloud. They're excellent at that. They're a scary team with that. And they just, that's what they need to do, is make games get kind of ugly and just, you know, make it a rough, unusual style of basketball game, and that's how they succeed. So, obviously, we need to get our tempo the next two games and play the way we want to. I know last few years we've had trouble with Lincoln, so we need to come out focused and really turn up the heat on defense and put some pressure on them with their offense. And I think if we do that, we'll be all right. And, of course, then we got our big road trips coming up after that.
Mm-hmm. Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll talk more about those road trips next week. All right, best of luck here this weekend.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Next Tank.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Next Tech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Next Tech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Next Tech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Next Tech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes. Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Next Tech.
And back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Dusty Donis now with Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights basketball team. Kind of two different ends of the spectrum here since we last talked. You go to Rock Hills on Friday and win 45-15. And took a while to get going for you, but you're able to end up winning that one by 30. And then Tuesday night you come back with St. John's Tipton, a very low-scoring game, 31-17, the final there. You fall by 14. So just when you look at these last two games, what are some of the things you're seeing from the group here in these?
Well, you know, at the Rock Hills there, yeah, we kind of got off to a slow start. And you know, once we kind of got things going, we had a lot of shots in the first quarter that we, you know, just in and out, wouldn't fall for us. And kind of got things going on that end. And you know, I thought overall we played pretty well at Rock Hills. You know, Rock Hills is down, you know, in numbers, and they're, you know, they're just struggling this year. And I thought we played pretty well for you know, what we was up against. And you know, in slow starts, though, we got to get better at that and come out, you know, on fire, you know, and get things rolling faster, because as we get into, you know, postseason and playing some teams that, you know, some of them we've seen, some we haven't, you know, we got to come out and take it to them, you know, right off the start.
You know, with St. John's Tipton, what went wrong there for you in your eyes from what you saw?
Well, you know, I thought we played defensively. I thought we played well. You know, anytime you can hold Lauren Dubert to 6 points, you know, and Kara, really, we had her in check for most of the game. Kind of in the third quarter, I thought we had kind of a little let down on our defensive end, let them get some easy buckets. And we had a lot of shots, you know. We had good shots. It's just nothing was falling for us. You know, we missed a lot of good looks. And you know, that'll hurt you when you're playing against teams that, you know, that are got good shooters and stuff and play good defense. You know, they played well there, you know, on the defensive end. You know, Keith always got them tuned into the shooters and, you know, taken away. And, you know, they shut down Bergman, which, you know, I figured that's what would happen, because Keith always takes away your best shooters. And overall, I thought we played well. He just, you know, we had some shots didn't go in, and when they, you know, we needed them, and they hit shots when they needed them. And, you know, that's kind of how the outcome of the game came. I thought it was a lot closer than the score showed. But, you know, it's just the way it ends, and we got to build off of that and move forward and try to pick up a couple wins here to help us out at regionals and our seedings there, and hopefully go into that, you know, in the top four seeds, so we can maybe play that first game at home.
Give me some real quick thoughts on Southern Cloud on Friday. You've already played them once and beat them by 10 the first time there at the league tournament consolation semis.
Well, Southern Cloud, you know, they're one of them teams that, you know, they kind of like us. You know, they have their ups and downs, and then hopefully we can come out and, you know, we played well against them the first time, and you know, it's always tough when you play a team twice because they've seen you and you've seen them, and, you know, it kind of, you know, they know what we're going to do, and we know what they're going to do, and you know, we got to come out, and we got to play well, and we got to, you know, we got to execute our offense and play sound defense, and, you know, keep the turnovers down, which we've been doing good on that the last few games, and, you know, and just play a good ball game and, you know, hopefully come out with a win on that one. So, you know, it'll be another tough game for us. We you know, we're still, I guess it's kind of late in the season, but it still seems like we're trying to find our rhythm, and when we're in a rhythm, we play well, you know, and if we can continue that, I think we'll be okay.
Travis Eberle, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck against Southern Cloud Friday night.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joined now by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. 1-1 since we last talked. You win at Rock Hills on Friday, Coach, 54-47. Career highs from Mason Dusky with 23, and Carter Brown with 16. And then you bounce back then with a loss to a very good St. John's Tipton team, 68-46. A little bit of a slow start there against the Blue Jays. But just overall, these last two games, how are you feeling about the way the kids played on Friday and Tuesday?
You know, going back to the Rock Hills game that we talked about, you know, that was a game that I thought we could be competitive in. And we kind of went in the mindset of, you know, not wanting to win the game, but kind of needed to win the game and get back on track and kind of get back to the flow of things before this regular season ended. And I thought we went up there with a good game plan. I thought defensively we could have played a little bit better. I think Derek Agilet scored 24. We were trying to keep him in check, but we were making some bad defensive reads, and when we were closing out, we were letting guys drive baseline on us, and that would allow Derek to kind of flash to the basket and get his points. I thought offensively we played good. We probably played the best offensively we have in a long time. Like you said, you know, Mason was scoring inside, outside, and Carter was doing a good job of knocking down a couple threes in the first half, and he shot a lot of free throws and knocked them down. You know, we were down at six at some point late in the third, early in the fourth, but we battled back and had composure, and we were able to take care of the ball towards the end and run some clock and knock free throws down, and it was good for us to get a win against Rock Hills for sure.
So, against St. John's Tipton, what do you see in that one? Again, with a slow start, but you never gave up. That was the positive there.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about every time I had a timeout or we were in the hole. You know, don't stop fighting and don't quit, but, you know, obviously not the start we wanted. We had way too many turnovers. They got up on us real early, and, you know, even in the first quarter, we were still in the game, but our offense never really had any flow to it. Even when we break their press, we get sped up, and we were just trying to go too quick, and we were seeing things that weren't there. You know, we ended ended up down by 14, I think, at half, and we missed 7 free throws. So you throw those misses in, cut that lead in half. But third quarter, again, didn't come out the way we wanted to, and they just extended their lead. Like you said, we battled kind of back a little bit there in the late third and then early in the fourth, but it was just kind of too little too late. And I guess a team like St. John's is so disciplined and they're fluid offensively and defensively. You make, too many mistakes in a row, and they're going to make you pay for it, and that's what happens.
So, again, you go 1-1 there. Now you move on Friday night, Southern Cloud, a team that you played already once earlier this season. They got you in the third-place game of the NPL tournament by 10. What are some of those things that you're going to look to focus on fixing this time around against the Warriors?
Well, I thought defensively we played okay, only allowing them to score, in the 40s. But our offense just didn't look good. They rattled us. They played an extended 3-2, and we kind of expected them to come out and man. So that kind of confused us, and we didn't adjust well enough. And part of that's on me. I need to do a better job of having the boys ready for anything that a team's going to throw at us. So I just think we need to be, we need to do better better execution of our offense and make sure we take care of the ball. And I think it'll be a competitive game.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us, and best of luck against the Warriors on Friday.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chants are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Locker Room Chats on this Thursday with Rock Hill's head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hill's Grizzlies Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kier's Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're with Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies basketball team. Coach, just one game since we talked last. You played on Friday. You followed the Lakeside 45-15. I know right now you're dealing with some lower numbers again, and obviously with losing Eve Myers with the knee injury, you kind of have a short staff here now for you, and you fall against Lakeside. What were your thoughts overall there Friday night, the way the girls played?
Yeah, the numbers are hurting us right now a little bit, but with experience, I've got 2 freshmen that are going to come off the bench that don't have a lot of varsity experience, so that kind of hurts a little bit. I've been having them play. Everybody play JV. Just I feel like the more we play, that's the better. We're better off getting more playing time amongst everybody. The first quarter was pretty good. We stayed with them. It was 2-2 for the longest time. They drained a 3 there kind of towards the end of the quarter, and then the second and third quarter got away from us, and they're just having a hard time getting the bucket or the basket to go in the bucket.
You move on now with Lincoln coming up Friday night, as you take them on, and the Lady Leopards coming off of a pretty big loss last night to Southern Cloud, 55-29 overall, though they're 7-9 and 3-4. You saw them once earlier this season in that preseason Cloud County tournament. You lost 49-28. What do you expect this second time around against Lincoln?
Yeah, back those first couple games, we were shooting and getting the ball to go in the bucket, and that's what we need to do. I think if we can play some pretty good defense and run some offense to get some points, I don't foresee us losing by much or losing at all if we can play a full game.
It's Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck against Lincoln on Friday night.
Thank you.
And fans can hear those games on Katy Country 94 Friday night. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50. Tip for the girls at 6 o'clock.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. There's great savings now through Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. They have in the produce department strawberries for $1.99 for 1 pound package. It's now through Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. Check out all the great savings now through Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. 12 ounce, 31 to 40 count best choice cooked shrimp for $5.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nick Meisner joining us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, 1-1 since we talked last, but the offense picked up a little bit. It was a very exciting back-and-forth game with Lakeside on Friday night, 54-47. You following that one. Derek Gillett with 24 for you there. And then on Tuesday night, you beat Natoma, 67-24. Davion McDonald, a career-high 28 for you in that one. Just over all these last two games, what are you seeing from the group as you go 1-1 of those two?
Yeah, we're playing a lot better as a team offensively, and the defense has really picked it up, and that's kind of been my biggest criticism of them all years. You know, whatever team we play, we try to let them score as many points as they have the whole season. So I think the last, you know, week, 10 days, we've really focused on the defensive end and kind of shored up some weak spots there. And I kind of feel like, you know, what we're good at and what to go to from here on out finally. And you know, we've had some kids missing, you know, due to some, you know, injuries and other issues. You know, last night was our first game, you know, in about 7 or 8 games that I've had the full team intact, I felt like. So that definitely helps, you know, here the last couple games. And you know, Lakeside, they're a good team. They're good defensively. They had to grind it out. And you know, and they shot well against us, you know, despite our good defense. You know, I think Mason Dusky had, you know, 23 points against us with a few trays and kind of put the team on his back. I thought there in the fourth quarter and kind of willed them to a win. You know, we hit a couple shots. I think we didn't hit a three-pointer till the fourth quarter. So, you know, outside of Derek's 24, we didn't have a whole lot of scoring. And you know, we get a few more trays to drop early. And then, again, we're 9 for 22 from the free throw line. You know, that's the ball game right there. If you want to win tight games, you're not going to do it shooting, you know, less than, you know, 45% from the line. So, you know, that was kind of what happened there Friday night. And then we rolled in last night and looking to get back on the winning track against Natoma and Davion McDonald, his first game back in about 4 or 5 games. And it really showed that we missed him. You know, he shot the ball well, had 4 trays and had 28 points and went 4 for 4 from the line. So that was a bright spot there. And I really thought Derek Gillett did a great job, you know, getting everybody involved, especially the younger guys, kind of getting their confidence up, because he kind of took a backseat offensively, and he knew that as a senior leader. And you know, going forward, we need those other guys to step up and shoot. And you know, he distributed the ball and had quite a few assists and, you know, did a great job kicking the ball out, setting our guys up on the perimeter.
Again, you move on now with Lincoln coming up on Friday. This is a team you've already played once this season. I know you beat them by 13, but I remember when I talked to you last that it was kind of a tight game throughout, and you pulled away there later. Just some quick thoughts the second time around on Lincoln.
Yeah, they've won. I think they dropped one last night, but they've won 4 out of 5 games. I think they're a better team than their record shows. Mm-hmm. That they play a pretty good man-to-man defense a lot of times, and they're athletic and tall and quick. You can't take them lightly, and we definitely need it for regional seeding. If we win, we kind of control our own destiny for the 3 seed. We want it, and I know they want about another shot at us, because I feel like, it could have been a tighter game the whole way. The fourth quarter kind of got away from them there, but, that was second game of the season, and I guarantee you we're both different teams now than what we were then, probably for the better. So it's not one to take lightly. It's going to be a good game, and it's one that we need, and we better play with a little urgency and kind of see what we can do to prepare for the postseason coming up.
Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time here again this week, and best of luck against Lincoln on Friday night.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kier Thriftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of bone-in pork steak, $1.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Duncan Hines Cake Mix, 15 1/4 ounce selected varieties for just 99 cents. It's now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Jeff Starkey joining us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Mixed results since we talked last, coach. Friday night out at Kensington, a rough one for you, especially offensively it looked like, as you fall 36-32, but then you go to Chase and win 49-26 on Tuesday. Just breaking down these last two, how do you feel about Kensington and Chase here for your squad?
Yeah, Kensington, we struggled offensively. It's something you're going to do throughout a year. Most teams do at some point. Just defensively, I thought we played well enough to win the game. We just weren't able to get enough things going offensively for us. And then last night, I thought, once again, we were pretty good on the defensive end for most of the game. And then offensively, we were able to get things going a little bit more than Friday night.
So, again, you go 1-1 in those two games. Next couple coming up, you have Wilson on the road coming up here on Friday, and then you have Osborne at home on Tuesday. But looking at Wilson, that's a team that obviously they've had up and down games this season. They got a couple guys in DeLobble and Mermis that can score at any moment. You've already seen Wilson this year already once and beat them 48-32 the first time. But when you look at this team and how they progressed this season, what looks different here the second time around?
Well, I think, first year under a new coach is big, and then with 5 seniors that they start, 4 seniors they start, they got a lot of experience, and like you said, they got 2 guys that they're pretty consistent in terms of getting in the scorebook. So they're a tough matchup. They're a physical team. Playing at their place will be tough. It'll be an interesting matchup for us.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time. Best of luck against Wilson on Friday and Osborne on Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, kind of mixed results since we talked last. You went out to Kensington on Friday night. You fall at Thunder Ridge 68-38, but come back with a win at Chase 50-28 on Tuesday. Just going back quickly to that game at Thunder Ridge, what were some of the biggest problems you had there against the Longhorns on Friday?
We didn't show up and play well, and, you know, Thunder Ridge is a great team, and I think our girls were a little intimidated by him. Defensively, I didn't think we did a very good job of getting down and playing some defense, getting some rebounds. They got some open shots that we talked about. Offensively, we just seemed timid to take it. You know, at the beginning, we got their two big girls into foul trouble, and then we just seemed to stop taking it to them and taking it at him and giving this chance. And we didn't shoot free throws well and just turned the ball over. I mean, it was just not a good night for us.
Yeah. So, again, like I said, you bounced back with a win over Chase, though, on Tuesday, 50-28. Probably a good way to get back on the winning track. But what did you see at Chase on Tuesday night?
At Chase, I thought we played well together as a team. You know, scoring was pretty even throughout. We did a good job defensively. Offensively, I thought we knocked down our shots when we were open, moved the ball pretty well in the second half. So I was pretty pleased with our effort down at Chase.
Wilson coming up here on Friday, your next game. Dragons are a team you've played already once this season. You beat them 52-38, but I'm going to guess they're a lot different looking team now that they've had a chance to kind of get together and actually have some practices here and learn what they're doing there. They just don't have a lot of depth, obviously, with just six girls out. But what are your thoughts on Wilson on Friday?
Oh, yeah, you know, that they're going to be a lot better than what they were at the beginning. Like you said, you know, getting used to playing with the six girls and stuff. The Hanslicks, they're two good quality girls. And I know those, you know, some of the others that they had playing were young and inexperienced, but, you know, now later in the season, they've got that experience and stuff. So I look forward to be a challenge for us. We got to make sure that we're ready to play against them and just go in there and get after it.
Craig Batchman, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach, and best of luck against Wilson on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.